But children was afraid to go out at night, afraid somebody would see them and do something to them. And it went on from, I think it went on a year and a half. Anyway. And this tobacco they had in the association wasn't sold until way after that. Because there was a man who used to eat dinner when I run that restaurant down there. And he always told us to cook black-eyed peas on New Year's. And put a dime in it.
What'd that mean?
Good milk, and the one found the dime. So I said to this man, let's see, I forgot his name now, but he was a wealthy man. When he died, there ain't no telling what he gave this hospital out here.
And
he found the dime. So, this tobacco was, he couldn't sell it and do nothing, and finally just broke up in 2 or 3 days, and they sang this tobacco. He come back and said, I want to give you a prayer from the hospital before. And he gave me a $5 bill, which was
a lot of money for that time, sure.
And I said, what's this for? He said, well, I found your dime. And in 3 days, I sold $10,000 worth of tobacco.
So he ate it on New Year's Day. That's when he did it.
That's the good luck.
The good luck is the person who gets the dime with his black-eyed peas in.
Well, and the cook the black-eyed peas for New Year's, it's kind of good luck anyway.
And then you put the dime in or whatever,
and
the person
has
that,
especially
good luck.
Yeah, lucky.
You know, that's funny. Have you ever heard it with any other food besides black-eyed peas?
Huh?
You ever heard that it was good luck to cook any other kind of food on New Year's Day? Because up home in West Virginia, it's cabbage.
They say
it's good
luck. Black-eyed peas, yeah.
Isn't that something? That's
good. And ever since I've been growing and been cooking, I've done that. I cooked some
this time?
New Year's
Day. Did you put a dime in it?
No, wasn't nobody here but me and I. But just that dime is more of a curiosity than anything else to the people that eat them. You tell them.
You tell them that.
With the dime. Now, I don't believe you're supposed to tell them.
So you don't tell them. And so when they're eating it, they find it, right?
And they find this dime. They say something about it, and then you tell them that's a good luck.
That's right. That's great.
That's about all I know.
Have you ever heard any other old stories like that? That are similar to that one? About good luck or whatever?
No, I knew that black-eyed peas is about all I have heard of.
Did you ever have the wishbone thing at turkey time? What did you ever hear?
Bones.
And chicken bone. What did you ever hear about pulling the wishbone?
Well, you take one side and leave it. And you make a wish and pull it. And then who gets the longest teeth?
His wish comes true?
His wish comes true. Yes, I've heard the wishbone.
Well, that's interesting. I've heard that one before, too. Have you ever heard where that came from?
I've heard it all my life, and I'm an old woman.
I've heard it all mine, too. Still going strong.
You call it a pulley bone.
Pulley bone, right. That's right. That's right. You call it a pulley bone.
Of course, that wishbone, you're supposed to make your wish.
Right.
But we called it pulling.
Because you're pulling on it, yeah. And
you see, it's barking. You take one piece and leave that. And there's a little piece here, but it'll usually break below that on one side. And the one that's the longest piece is one supposed to be the lucky.
I've done that before. Do it around Thanksgiving every year. The kids usually do it a lot then too.